It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thanks so much for being with us today. Today marks the beginning of our latest Project Milwaukee series. WUWM, in conjunction with Milwaukee Public Television, is undertaking an in-depth, long-term examination of a breathtaking statistic. According to the most recent census, Wisconsin has the highest rate of black men in prison of any state in the nation, about 1 in 8. And in Milwaukee County, the numbers by just about any measure are staggering. More than half of the African-American men in their 30s have spent part of their lives in prison. Over the next 6 months, Lake Effect, WUWM News, and MPTV programs such as Adelante, Black Nouveau, and 4th Street Forum will explore the cost to the men themselves and the community and to the state at large. To look ahead more closely at the series, I'm joined by Project Milwaukee executive producer Annalise Hensel, reporter Latoya Dennis, and Everett Marshburn, producer at MPTV. Nice to see all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for inviting us.
Everett, what was it about this topic that Milwaukee Public Television is especially interested in?
Well, Milwaukee Public Television is interested in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, and certainly when issues affecting our community are brought to the forefront like this one has been, it's something we need to get involved with. As a producer of Black Nouveau, I'm especially concerned because more black men being arrested means they aren't able to support families and do the things that we want citizens to do.
Latoya Dennis, you have been wanting to get at the subject for a while. What was it about this topic that especially spoke to you?
You know, for the past 4 or 5 years, I'd been going back looking at the recidivism rate for the 53206 zip code, and that's really what got me interested in looking at the larger picture. And for me, a large question is, what happens to the families? We talk a lot about numbers, but there are personal stories there. So what happens to the families when these men are in prison or in jail? And what happens to people who are in the same age category as these men who want to start families and, you know, with people who look like them and those are their options?
Everett, these are the same questions that that Milwaukee Public TV is interested in answering?
Absolutely. They're the same questions. And they're the questions that have been with us for a long time. And we've got to break the cycle. We've got to get people interested in finding solutions. And that works both ways. They're institutional issues, but they're also personal issues and things that people have to do, things that men have to do.
Annalise, this is format breaking a little bit for Project Milwaukee. We have in the past devoted a week to covering a subject, but we're talking about 6 months. Why are we dedicating so much time to this?
This is a really complex situation with many reasons for its existence and many impacts. There also are many potential solutions to the problem. As Everett was mentioning, there are grave impacts on the men that are involved that are incarcerated, as Latoya said, that are that recidivate and end up back in the cycle of incarceration and can't break out. This is something that affects them. It affects their families, their neighborhoods, the larger community, and the economy. A lot of researchers who look at this topic say that there are thousands of men that are taken out of the economy because they are in the prison system instead. This is something that we feel that we can't do justice to in just a series of reports over the course of a week where we set out to say, we'll look at this aspect of the problem this day, this aspect of the problem this day, and this aspect on that day, and then we'll wrap it up. It's something that we feel we will really be able to dig into as we get out into the community more, hear more people's stories in weeks and months to come, find out what we don't yet know about this topic, and bring those reports to our listeners and to the viewers on MPTV. So that's the main reason for stretching it out over time. It's a really big issue, and it demands that sort of coverage.
Why were you so interested in working with Milwaukee Public TV, and Everett, why were you so interested in working with Milwaukee Public Radio?
This gives us an opportunity to expand our audience. I think that there are a lot of people that will hear stories on our air and will point out the fact that MPTV is doing related coverage. They'll then go to MPTV. They'll learn more about the situation in stories that are related to ours but are taking on different aspects of it. Same thing with the listeners, or viewers rather, of MPTV that see something there and learn that we're doing related reports. We'll play off of each other and we'll be able to do double the coverage to double the number of people.
Everett?
She answered it perfectly. let me just explain. This sort of came up because LaToya and I were talking. And here we were, two African-American journalists. And when we got the report, she had one thought about it and I had another. But we ended up talking about it and said, well, you know, we ought to do something about this. Mm-hmm. And why don't we do it together? Because we represent different media and that would really be a way to maybe make a bigger impact than any of us could make by ourselves.
And if I understand correctly, there is going to be some cross-pollination, if you will. LaToya, you're actually doing some reporting that will make its way onto television. And obviously, Everett, you're here with us today.
Yes, I am. And yes, she will. She'll be doing a segment for us on Black Nouveau.
Everett, talk about what we're first likely to see as part of this series on Milwaukee Public Television. How is the story likely to play out at the beginning?
Well, what we're going to do in the first week, Adelante is going to do a piece on Project Return, which is a program that helps inmates get back into society. Fourth Street Forum is going to talk about building a safe community for all, because there are some communities where people don't feel safe, and we have to look at that and deal with it. The following week, Fourth Street Forum is going to talk about race and gender bias, which certainly plays into this as well. First week on Black Nouveau, we're going to air a piece that the BBC did about the high recidivism rate, because it's an excellent piece, and we could do a piece on it, but we'd be duplicating that, and we've gotten permission from the BBC to air that, and LaToya will be joining us to talk a little bit more about that and some of the things that WUWM is going to do.
Annalisa, obviously, this is one way we're starting our coverage on WWM. There was also a piece that aired this morning as well. Talk a little bit about the beginning of coverage of this issue right here on our airwaves.
The goal of this first week is to set the stage and to remind listeners, if they have forgotten or if they missed it the first time around, of some of the staggering numbers that are in the UWM study that came out earlier this year.
This is the Lois Quinn study.
Yes. We're going to be talking about why the numbers of black male incarceration are so high in Wisconsin, dramatically high compared to the rest of the nation, when that happened, and what are some of the policy reasons and legislation reasons for that, as well as some of the social and cultural factors. And as you mentioned, we have new segments running today, Wednesday and Friday, as well as Lake Effect segments, all three of those days as well. And we'll be sprinkling in some additional reports in weeks to come.
LaToya, are there really big stories that you're especially eager to tell in the coming months?
For me, important questions are, you know, where is society failing? But not also society, where are we failing ourselves? And by that, I mean, where does personal responsibility come in? And okay, so what happens after prison? You know, you've done your time. What do you do next? Because so many people talk about how difficult it is to find employment and just to get that second or that third or that fourth, however many chances it is that you need. So where do you go from there?
This is absolutely coverage that I know on Lake Effect we're looking forward to over the coming months, and we will be watching and listening closely. Everett, LaToya, Annalise, thanks so much.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Everett Marshburn is producer of MPTV's Black Nouveau. LaToya Dennis is a reporter in WUWM's newsroom. And Annalise Henzel is executive producer of Project Milwaukee. Our series, Project Milwaukee, Black Men in Prison, continues on Lake Effect Wednesday with an interview with UW Milwaukee's Lois Quinn, who co-authored the study that quantified the data. You'll find more at WUWM.com/Project Milwaukee. A quick break now, and then we'll shift gears to Veterans Day and a new book that documents the Stars and Stripes honor flights transporting Wisconsin World War II veterans to Washington, D.C. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.